Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio. I am merely Mike Salmon alongside Stephen Julian. Stephen, you're just... Why are you giving me faces?
I am not doing anything.
You're trying
Mike.
To mess me up.
No, not at all.
You don't have.
Why would I do that to you?
I'm making sure we're in Gwinnett because I did a show earlier this week in Alpharetta, and I'm like, "And welcome to the Gwinnett." And it's like, "Oh no,
Gwinnett
wrong.
/ Alpharetta / North Fulton
yeah, so
Studios."
Sometimes not sure where I am.
Look behind you. We're at the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios here
yes,
in Gwinnett.
We are.
All you need to do is look over and see my bald head, and you'll know where you are.
The glare off the bald
That's
head.
That's right. Exactly.
You go.
Shield your eyes and be ready to start the show. We got a full house, Mike.
We do. All the seats are occupied, if you will. Joining us on the show today, Keith Daniel from Parent Homes, Larry Black from a computer partner, Damien Porsche, Organized Pixels, and Kiana. Dang it. Yeah. Porsche with Porsche Weddings and Special Events. And let's get started. We'll start with Keith Daniel, Parent Homes. And Keith, you've been on before, and welcome back. Good to see you.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us, before we get into some neat stuff that you guys are involved with, just give us a broad overview of Parent Homes.
Well, Parent is a production home builder here in Atlanta, Georgia, and in the Southeast. We started in 2010. We are active in Atlanta, Chattanooga, Nashville, and Raleigh. We're very excited to be here to be able to tell our story.
Obviously, a lot of home builders in the area right now. Tell us what separates Parent Homes or makes you unique from maybe some of the other builders out there.
Well, we think that attention to detail and personal service are two of our hallmarks that we're very proud of, but also that we have a diversity of communities in our lineup. And then the floor plans that we offer, we think are... We offer a very good variety of floor plans to our home buyers.
Keith, you've got diversity of properties and stuff. So here in the Gwinnett, Atlanta area, talk a little bit more about specifically where Parent Homes is located and working.
We have communities in Locust Grove, Henry County area, all the way up to Cumming, Forsyth, out to Braselton. And as far west as Dallas, Georgia, and as far south as Noonan, we are opening some new communities a little closer into town. We have a new one that's breaking ground over in Stone Mountain here probably in the next week or two. And then we have one that we're going to roll out, we hope, in the fall over in Tucker. And we have yet another that we're looking to get active in over in Old Town Norcross. So we're moving around, we're very proud of what we're doing and excited about that.
That's called good coverage, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we talked last time as far as the values of the homes. I mean, you've got quite a width of home prices.
That's right. Our communities start in the low twos, and with some of our higher end communities being near the high fours and fives.
All right. And Keith, let's talk about what's exciting for you guys right now and why we had you come back. And that's because you guys are involved with a reality show on Fox. It's called Home Free. So tell us all about the show and your involvement.
Yes, it was a very interesting project to get involved in. And we started on that back in January, February, talking with Fox.
Did they approach you? Did you guys approach them?
They approached us, through a banking relationship we have. They reached out to us, to see if we had an interest in that. And, Home Free is a feel good reality show. And it's a Homes for Heroes type concept. And what it involves is contestants that enter into the show to win a home for a personal hero of theirs. And in the show, there are 11 homes that are in 11 contestants. And the concept is that the show has challenges that involve the contestants demonstrating their aptitude for certain building projects that they are given through work orders that Tim Tebow or Mike Holmes issued. Well, Mike issues them and Tim kind of encourages them to get through it.
He's the rah-rah guy.
He's the rah-rah guy. He is absolutely the coach, if you will, for the contestants. But so the concept is that the first home is the smallest and very nice home, but the smallest. And as the longer you stay in the contest and you go down Home Free Boulevard, the larger the homes get and the nicer they are, all the way to the final home, which is the dream home, which is a 3,000 square foot, five bedroom, three and a half bath home that is immaculate and just is very feature rich. And then the contestant that wins the dream home wins $100,000 cash prize. So that's the end game.
So you're down to two contestants by the time you get to that last home?
Well, what happens is that I don't want to give away the magic, but at the end, the other contestants have a voice in who will be the ultimate winner.
Interesting.
So it's got a little crossover between Amazing Home Makeover and Extreme Home Makeover and Survivor. That's kind of how I
got
take
you.
It. Yes.
So what was Perrin Holmes' involvement? The home at the end, is that your home? Were they all your homes? What did you guys have to contribute to this?
Okay. So first off, for us and for me and those of us who were trying to put this together, we had a new community in Dallas, Georgia called Oakley Point, and we were coming out of the ground with it back in December, January. And we were wanting to get a lot of publicity and attention to that community. And so this came up and we thought, God, this is going to be a great way to bring some publicity and focus to it. For us, it was about that and getting these guys involved. And as we got through it we see that. So our contribution was we had the community, which was a very unique location for Fox. They wanted a community that gave them some privacy so this could be filmed without having droves of people show up. Because once it got out that Tim Tebow and Mike were involved, they were concerned about security and that kind of thing. So the community was unique in its attributes in that manner. But then the other thing was that we were able to contribute the lots and then we built the last six homes that are involved. There was another builder that came in and built the first five. So our contribution was the last six homes. And yes, the dream home is one of our homes. It's a Brooks plan. And I can't wait for everybody to see it. It really came out nice. And I think everybody's going to be impressed.
We're talking with Keith Daniel with Perrin Holmes here on Gwinnett Business Radio. So what was it like working with Mike Holmes and with Tim Tebow?
Well, first off, they're great guys. Very, very easy to work with, very engaging, and they couldn't have been nicer. We had several events where people in our company were able to go out and see this while it was going on, and they gave us all tours of the set. And every day on the set, there were 200-plus people involved in various aspects of the shoot, whether it was the actual construction workers. And a lot of the work were done by our subs. So they didn't come with the construction experience and that kind of thing. So we brought the manpower, the land, the venue, and all of those things to the equation. But they were great guys. Every time someone came out that we wanted to see the property and the shoot, they were more than willing to meet with them and talk to them and engage them. So they were great guys. Great to work with. They put in some incredible hours. The shoot started every morning at around 6:30 and went until 10 o'clock at night. And this went on 7 days a week. So it was intense. It was a lot of hard work. We had some guys that really went the extra mile for us. And it was absolutely a once in a lifetime experience. hopefully they'll want to come back and do another year with us. I think that they were very pleased with the outcome. And it was just one of those things that seemed surreal, because you would go out there and you'd think, I'm having lunch today with these guys. And it was very interesting, because once we signed the deal, within about 2 weeks, an entire village was built out there. And it was just to accommodate all the workers and the contestants. One day it's a sleepy neighborhood with some vacant lots. And the next thing you know, it was boom. And there's, 200 plus people out there. And it was chaos every day. It was very interesting. I wouldn't change a thing. We all had a good time, and we got what we wanted out of it, which was a lot of publicity. We had the chamber out to do a grand opening while this was going on. So the Paulding County Chamber was out there. I think the mayor of Dallas was there, the county commissioners, all of the people in the area that are the movers and shakers in that area were there, and it gave us the publicity we were after. Just a great, great event for
awesome.
Us.
Mm-hmm. So Mike, the celebrity down there, wanted to ask about the other celebrities. I wanted to ask about these challenges that the contestants were going through. Can you give a quick example of one type of thing they had to do on one of the first
shows? You got to watch the show, Stephen.
Well, I haven't yet, but okay. I'll go back on Hulu and check it out. For those listening, they definitely want to get caught up, but give them a taste of one of the challenges.
So one of the challenges, and I'll only give away the ones that have already aired.
Sure.
Okay. So a couple of the challenges. One was they had a nursery set up, a plant nursery. And it was where they housed all the plants that were going into all the homes until they were ready to go in. And so one of the challenges was that they set up this nursery, and there were probably 3,000 to 5,000 plants on the ground. And they were given a list of these very exotic names of these plants, and they had to go pick them out without the tags being on them. And the first one to pick them out, and the last one to get them picked out, they lost the challenge, and they were off the show.
And they couldn't look on Google on their phone and search.
No, you couldn't have that. They were totally quarantined the entire time they were there. They were there for over 2 months, and they were totally quarantined. No outside interaction, no phones, no newspaper, no nothing.
That's a show.
They lived in a little village that we constructed for them during the show. So there was that, and then there was one that I really enjoyed, which was involved skid steers. So the contestants were all put on a skid steer, and they were given big piles of dirt and asked to move them across the one of the lots. Last one to move their pile of dirt to the other side lost. So and I don't know who came up with these challenges, but some of them were very interesting and just totally unexpected.
So the most important question is, where can people watch the show?
Well, the show is on every Thursday night at 9:00 on Fox. So I think we're going to have the fifth episode will air tonight.
And tonight being, if you're listening to the podcast, July, what's today? The 20th?
21st.
21st. 21st.
Come on,
July 21st, 2016.
Yeah. And so they'll go until August 4th. They're going to have to double up the last two weeks. The Olympics got in the way. And this is during Olympics. But they'll have two episodes on the last two nights.
And if you want to get caught up, it's on Fox. So I'm sure you can check it out on Hulu or the Fox website and kind of get caught up in the first few episodes if you've missed. Like me, unfortunately.
Sure.
So now that the show has been taped, and at least that's all done, so this neighborhood, people can actually move into the neighborhood where this show was filmed.
Absolutely. We're actively selling in that community. We've had a lot of success there, and we are selling homes. They're beautiful. We're ready for everyone to come out and check it out. We also constructed first-in-class amenity center that has a Junior Olympic pool, community green, ALTA certified tennis facility, dog park. We tried to put any and everything into that community that made sense for a family. So it ought to be a great place to raise a family, and we're very excited about it. And we think that this is going to be very helpful to us there.
Sounds like it. Keith, is there a website you can direct people to that find out not only about that community, but all your other great communities in the Atlanta area?
Absolutely. You can go to our website at parahomes.com. That's PARAN homes.com. Or you can call us at 470-554-3949, and we'd be happy to tell you anything and everything you'd like to know about our product, our home offerings, and our communities.
Great. Keith, thank you for coming back and joining us and sharing that exciting news about the show on Fox. It's really cool, and it's good to see you. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, Keith Daniel with Perrin Homes here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Mike, before you talk to the next guest, I want to remind everybody, you said it at the beginning of the show, but we are in the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios, and the reason we're in there is they're one of our title sponsors, Subaru of Gwinnett, right next door to us here on Satellite Boulevard across from Gwinnett Place Mall. And you know that every time we do the reading, we say what, Mike? Love is what makes a Subaru, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, I went to their website, and definitely the people who go to Subaru of Gwinnett love Subaru of Gwinnett. Just the first couple dealership reviews that pop up on their website. Wallwood Golf said that they had their 12,000-mile service on their Legacy, and they said, courteous, timely, and the best service we have had in 40 years. Tiger Pilot said that our first service experience was most pleasant and showed how much customer service should mean to everybody. It definitely means a lot to Subaru of Gwinnett. And GCOPP11 said everyone at Subaru of Gwinnett was super friendly, and all they wanted to do was help you get what you wanted. So people are saying what we say and what Subaru of Gwinnett says about themselves. It's a great place to get a car. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and follow them on Facebook.
Nice job. I'm glad you were able to get some internet service here in the studio. Perfect.
Yes.
So thank you for that, Stephen. Our next guest on the program, Larry Black with a computer partner. Larry, good morning.
Good morning.
Larry, tell us all about a computer partner and what your company does.
We are a mobile and remote computer service, providing service for businesses, individuals, internet, repair computers, help people find replacement computers when their older computer gives up the ghost. We're a member of Allied Tech Pros, which is a group of independent computer technicians in all areas of IT, and we cover Atlanta like the dew, to paraphrase the Atlanta Journal.
I was going to say, wait, that was an old newspaper slogan.
It's not plagiarism if they're not saying that anymore, right?
Do they still exist? I'm not sure.
Not the Constitution.
Very cool. Have you been in computer IT business for a long time?
Not really. In the 70s, when I was attending classes at DeVry, I had no idea that personal computers would even be in existence. So I didn't get started with personal computers until 1981. So I haven't been around very, very long, relatively speaking. Actually, by telling you that, I'm telling you my age. But I worked in IT for a couple of companies as their IT director and vice president. And my last company that I worked with was a real estate company.
Oh,
Keith can relate to that. In 2008, they went bankrupt when 90% of them did. And at my advanced age, I said, you know, I'm too old to compete with these 22-year-olds coming out of college, and they'll work for half the money that I want to get. And on top of that, I want to work when I want to work and not when some boss tells me to work. So I started my own company. That was in 2009.
Well, you know what, Stephen, and I always say about, you know, working for yourself, we'll work, 80 hours a week, 90 hours a week, so we don't have to work 40 hours a week for somebody else.
Right. Right. Well, and maybe Larry's found a way to not do 80 or 90 hours a week. But Larry, I wanted to ask you this question. Please tell me if I'm wrong, but I think the going mantra for business owners when it comes to their technology is, just replace it. Just replace it. It's so cheap to just go get a new one. And here you are offering, mobile and remote computer service. What would you say to that business owner who's being told, don't fix that computer, just get a new one? Is there value to getting the old one fixed if possible?
What I would say to them is, let me look at it. There's no charge for diagnosis. And I will tell you if you're better off replacing the computer. In some cases, it is better if the technology is old. The modern operating systems use more power. They need a little bit more. And if you don't have it, then you're better off going ahead and replacing your system.
And I know one of the things you have actually on your business card is your computer is fixed or you don't pay. So that kind of speaks to that free diagnosis.
Yes.
Let me come out and look at it. And if we're not going to be able to fix it, then you don't owe me anything. Now, if you're come out and you're not able to fix it, are you also available to kind of give some advice of where they might get a new computer?
I'm actually able to pick up a new computer, set it up, have it ready to go when they turn it on instead of that 24 hours of pain when you get a new computer and you're setting it up for the first 24 hours.
That by itself is worth the value of what he brings to the table. The other question I had in my mind is, so one mantra is go ahead and just replace it. You're willing to say, let's see if we can fix it first. I think the other thing I had is we like to ask people kind of, you know, what sets you apart from your competition. I would think a lot of your competition are those big box stores that are saying, no, no, you bring it in here and let, you know, our 17-year-old guy who we just hired a couple months ago to come and look at the computer. I mean, is that your main source of competition?
Well, it's really good that you asked that. When I formed this company in 2009, I wanted to form it in a way that was the exact opposite of the big box stores. I looked at the rates, the average rate, and I said, I'll charge half of that. I looked at what you're talking about. Bring us your computer, give us a $90 fee to look at it. If we fix it, we'll deduct that $90 from your bill. If we don't fix it, you're out 90 bucks. And I said, no, if I look at it and it can't be fixed, why should you have to pay me? You're going to have to go spend money on a new computer. So that's why I fix it or you don't pay. So I modeled my company on the exact opposite of the way the big box stores work.
Not to mention the fact that when the big box stores sell you a new computer, they say, just turn it on and everything will be fine. It's all plug and play anyway. And you're saying, no, I'll help you get it set up and get it working the way your old computer was, if not, and definitely better because it's newer.
Well, those are the same people that say the check's in the mail. I'll still respect you in the morning.
Keep going. How many more do you have? That's good.
This is getting real personal between you two.
I don't know who's listening. I was going to mention Santa Claus, but I won't.
Yeah. We don't want to. Yeah. We'll stop there. That was good. Good stop.
Who do you work with, Larry, as far as do you work with businesses as well as individuals? What's the breakdown of your client base?
I do work with businesses. I enjoy working with businesses, getting their internet through their entire office, setting up their networking for sharing of files, that kind of thing. But a lot of those businesses look for the big box store or the people with the big names. And so I don't get as many calls, but I get a lot of referrals from the businesses that I work with. The majority of my business comes from referrals and from Angie's List, if I can say that online. And it's individuals. I am about 60-40, 40% being senior citizens. They seem to like me because I'm one of them. the younger ones are generally impatient and they want it done quickly, but they appreciate the fact that I explain things as I go and tell them how to prevent it from happening again, rather than wham, bam, it's done. Call me when it happens again.
Mac or PC, doesn't matter. You can handle it all.
I can handle it all.
All right, because I'm completely serious here, Stephen. But I'm going to send you to my mom's house because she's got a problem with her Mac and she can't figure out how to get it up and running again. And I looked at it. It may have a virus of some sort.
You looked at it. You tapped the side.
I turned,
you shook it.
I turned
and then
it.
You went, I don't know what to do.
And
Mom,
I turned it off and I turned it back on, and that didn't fix it. So that's the extent of it. So
yet again on Gwinnett Business Radio, Business Radio X, business gets done.
That's right. I'm going to send Larry. I'm going to give you my mom's address, and we'll get you out there. So to make a house call to fix something like a senior citizen can't get their computer working, whatever it may be, you know, maybe just a virus or something. I mean, what kind of a price range are we looking at for a house call?
Virus repair, malware removal. Generally, I give a flat fee between $49 and $79 for a call where we don't know exactly what I'm going to be doing and it may entail number of hours. The hourly fee is $80 per hour.
But typically, you get it fixed, for the most part, right there on site.
Oh, absolutely.
And I mean, so by the time you leave, everything's up and running.
And if I can't fix it on site, I take it with me and deliver it. Bring it back when it's done.
And I was going to ask the question beyond computers, because now we live in a world where it's not just computers, it's my whole printing system and my smartphone and my iPad and my Wi-Fi. And how far does your reach extend into how you can help individual small business owners?
Printers is an area that a lot of people have problems with. They aren't quite as intuitive as the operating systems in a Mac or a PC. So I do a lot with printers. I can print from a smartphone, from a pad. If it gets very detailed on using apps, I call my stepson.
But as far and is connectivity something where it's Wi-Fi, and is that something you can help with as well, or at least know somebody that you can always?
That's an everyday thing for me. Absolutely. My computer's slow. No, it's not. Your Wi-Fi is slow, and I speed it up.
No, you're slow.
Have you had that said to you, Mike?
Yes.
I know I have.
Yes. Larry, we could talk all day, but obviously we've got to move on. So for those that would like to find out more about your company and look into your services and could like to call you and use you in a good way, of course, how can they reach out to you?
I would love to be used. It is
an IT guy with a sense of humor as well.
We already know how he separates himself. It just keeps coming all these ways.
The name of the company is A Computer Partner. That's the website, acomputerpartner.com.
Great. Larry, thank you for joining us.
Sure.
And make sure you get my business card before you leave, because
let me say this.
We need your help.
I was very interested in Keith because he's building new houses, and I have great ideas for how to make a brand new house internet ready so that when people move in, they don't have to aftermarket their router, their modem, and they have wires strung across the floor. It can all be behind the walls. It can all be wireless if there's just a modicum of planning ahead of time. And Keith, in what we were speaking of earlier, a small little closet with an Ethernet port is where the router goes, not in the middle of your floor catching dust.
There you go. Larry, meet Keith. Keith, meet Larry.
We made a connection.
Nice to meet you, Larry.
There you go. Larry, thank you very much. Great to meet you.
So, and speaking of, and nice little segue, because Larry works with computers, and then one of the issues is sometimes people's printers are issues. If you're a small business owner and you are looking at printing, then you need to talk to Faratech, who is the sponsor of this show. Faratech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies and offer outstanding customer service. Faratech offers a 100% guarantee on all Faratech products, so you know they stand behind their quality. And Faratech, of course, local company right here in Norcross. For more info, visit faratech.com. That's FARATECH.com.
And we appreciate Faratech's support of Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X. Our next guest from Organized Pixels is Damien Porche. Damien, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Organized Pixels, what does your company do?
Sure. Organized Pixels is a digital marketing management company. We assist small to large businesses on how to effectively market themselves online. The internet is a crazy place now, and we really focused on making sure that business owners can focus on their business and not worry about marketing strategies and bringing more customers in the door. If you're a plumber, we want you to continue to be a plumber, and we'll take care of your marketing strategies for you.
Gotcha. How'd you get into marketing?
Marketing, I kind of just...
Kind of found you?
Yeah, it kind of found me. About 2010, really begin to realize, hey, I have something going on here from just helping friends out. Hey, can you help me put together a blog site? Can you help me put together a website? Can you help me just be found online? So it kind of just kind of fell into it. After a while, I noticed I had a list of about 10 friends who were all not paying me to market for them.
That's not a good business model.
No, not at all. So at that point, I put the plan together and really started to make this thing happen.
Damien, the average small business owner here in Gwinnett County, they're running a 1, 2, 3-person operation. You talked about plumbing. I mean, you could go down the list of all the different disciplines if people are running their business. What is their current digital marketing look like? And what would it look like after they start working with you?
Right. So their current plan is typically we run into a lot of people who have their kids or their grandkids running their social media accounts. So that is definitely an advantage to them. But we come in and actually are able to devise some strategies to drive more traffic, to get more looks at this business. So in turn, they can get more customers coming in the door.
So in a nutshell, they're saying we're doing something. And you're saying we want to help you do something that'll drive traffic and drive calls and drive people talking to you.
Right. One of the biggest things that we focus on is our reporting. So after we've run these strategies, we then come back and sit down with the business owners and say, hey, this is the results that we've received from the strategies that we put in place. It's funny, the social media with the kids, it is crazy. We tell people all the time, you can't mix your personal with your business. So we'll see them, you know, at the golf course with kids or at the park with the kids on their plumbing.
You gotta have a good story that you can share of someone's grandchild doing something, and you kind of going, ooh, okay. And we can definitely, I mean, I would imagine it'd be hard trying to pick just one story.
Right. So let me see.
I've put you on the spot.
You put me on the spot here. So I would think just the pictures of the grandkids, you know, with the smartphone, you have access right to your account.
Right.
So those accidental pictures, I wouldn't necessarily say exactly one, but the accidental post to your social media account of your grandchild, maybe, you know, learning how to potty train.
Right.
Is not very...
On a plumbing side, I don't know. That might not be bad. But
who be gone?
there you go. There's the marketing... intelligence right there. Yes. Just like that. He came up with that.
Poobie gone.
I understand you're affiliated with Google. Tell us about your Google affiliation.
Sure. Yeah. We've been fortunate enough to
I've heard of those guys.
Yeah. Really? Okay. Yeah. Right. We've been really fortunate to be able to partner with Google on several different initiatives that they have. One of Google's initiative that we're partnered with is called Let's Put Our Cities on the Map. It's an initiative that Google has to put every single business in the United States on the map to be able to be found. So we partner with Google to put on workshops throughout the city here, throughout the metro area. We actually get with the local government. We've been down to the city of Decatur with the mayor down there. We've been to the city of College Park, and we have a couple more in place where we go in and teach business owners some really quick, effective tips on how to be a little bit more successful online. So that's the Let's Put Our Cities on the Map program. We're also Google certified trusted photographers. So Google has a really cool feature where they are allowing you to get a virtual tour of the inside of your business. So we're certified trusted photographers. We go in and actually shoot those pictures so we can get those uploaded to your Google profile. We also work with Google. We're Google Local Guides. It's a program where we go around and create great reviews for local businesses so that they can in turn get more exposure. So there's oftentimes different groups of local guys that get together and do a strip where they'll go up and down the street and sample certain businesses, restaurants, and then write great reviews for those people. Also, we're partnering with Google on the Google for Education program, which is an extremely great program for getting schools and school systems to go Google. Go Google is pretty much, in a sense, saying going paperless. It's a whole paperless system that allows teachers to be more effective in the classroom there. And the last one is the Google nonprofit program. We really work with a lot of businesses in there. Google has a great grant program set up for nonprofits, and we really go in and assist those nonprofits on how to be more successful with this humongous grant that they get from Google.
Oh, very impressive. Tell Google I said hello.
Yes, we will.
All right. We're going to get to this, your pretty wife sitting to your left, because I know we want to give her some time as well to talk about her business. So before we let you go, Damian, for that business owner that's considering whether I should bring in a marketing person like yourself to help me out, maybe they're sitting on the fence. What would you tell them?
I would tell them, come on over and try it. We're professionals. We've been doing this for quite some time now. You wouldn't hire a plumber to come and do your electrical work. So we really would encourage them to come over to Organize Pixels. We have free consultations where we come in and devise some strategies, and we can really plot out a great plan for their business ahead.
If I'm a business owner, you said the free consultation. I think that's a great way to start the conversation. Is this something that if I'm looking to work with you, I think sometimes business owners might think, well, I don't want to get tied up into a year-long contract. Or, I mean, is there a is it a project at a time? Is it a monthly retainer? I mean, once they do that free consultation, what are some of the options of them starting to work with you?
Sure. Well, we definitely devise strategies, and it's typically based on a 12-month plan.
Okay.
But the internet is always changing. Google always changes their algorithms, and we're always trying to chase the best plan for that business. So while we ask for a 12-month commitment, all of our contracts have a clause in it that you can get out at any time. We don't like to hold anyone hostage. If you're just not simply happy with what we're offering, then just give us a notice in 30 days and you can be gone.
All right, Damian, give us a website for folks that want to find out more about your company or any other contact information you want to share.
Sure. We could be found at organizedpx.com. And also for the listeners, we want to offer a little special here. So we do have $100 off a Google virtual tour plus a free Facebook integration of your tour. So we want to make sure we offer that to all the listeners. Once again, you can find us at organizedpx.com.
Great. Damian, thank you so much.
Do they have to mention Mike or anything? Do they have to give a secret code word?
So no, yes, just say Mike.
Just say Google says hi.
Yes.
Google says hi.
Yes. There yes. Just mention that you heard us on the Business Absolutely. Radio show. We'll Love definitely extend that to Love you guys. It.
Okay, you brought this young, beautiful lady with you. Why don't you introduce who you brought with you? Who's sitting to your left?
Sure. To my left, this is the wonderful, the beautiful, the amazing, my right-hand partner, even though she's on the left side, my beautiful wife, Kiana Porsche.
And Kiana, tell us about your company.
So
Porsche Weddings and Special Events.
Yes, Porsche Weddings and Special Events. We're a wedding planning firm located here in downtown Lawrenceville, but we provide services throughout Metro Atlanta and throughout the United States, actually.
How'd you get into this business?
We got into this business, kind of fell into it. I was mostly in corporate, and I would do events on the side and like for free. I wasn't being paid. But at one event, I had someone come up to me and ask, you know, what's the name of your company? And I just sat there and thought, like, I don't have a name of my company. I don't have a company.
Kiana, you're married to a marketing guy, by the way.
I know. Okay. I know, which is awesome. But yeah, at that point, I decided that, okay, yeah, I need to get out of this and do what I really, really like, which I love wedding planning. So,
Kiana, you love wedding planning.
Yes.
I think as people approach their wedding, they love the idea of getting married. They do not love the idea of planning the wedding, a lot of them. So
exactly.
When should people start to talk to you, and where should they start in that planning process?
So most of my brides, and a lot of time what I tell brides is they should start about 12 months, because you want to give yourself enough time to make these payments, because planning a wedding and you start adding stuff on, the cost of the wedding gets so much bigger than what you expect it to be. So you want to give yourself enough time to make sure that you can pay it off. And then also just to have enough time for the planning process, because it's a long process. And you have to, it incorporates so many other wedding vendors. So you want to make sure that everybody's available. So I definitely tell everybody to start at least 12 months in advance.
All right. So I'm the bride. Play with me here, okay? Just go with me.
Okay.
Or maybe I'm the groom, because I'm sure you're
contact... I like you as the bride. Keep going.
Okay, you're the groom. He's the groom, I'm the bride.
Well, no, I didn't say I was marrying you. You're just the bride. We don't know who the groom is.
All right, we're getting this marriage is getting off to a bad start already. Walk us through all the things that you can do for the bride or groom that contacts you. All the things that maybe things that a lot of brides and grooms, they got so much going on. They're probably not thinking of half the things that they need to be thinking of. So kind of walk us through all the things that you kind of can take care of.
Okay. So normally after a bride, says yes, that's the big thing. She normally starts to look around
She says, no, you don't have any business, do you?
No. Okay. No.
So that's the first step.
That's the first step. Say yes.
Say yes.
Say yes.
So normally she starts to look for a wedding dress and look for cakes. And then finally she comes to the wedding planner. So I usually will ask them, you know, what have they done so far? Where are they at in the planning process? A lot of times they haven't done anything, or they've at least found some venues that they're interested in, but they have no pricing. They have no idea of what this stuff is going to cost. So I tell them to come in, have a consultation with me, which is free to them. We do about an hour consultation, and it usually does take that long, just so I can get to know a little bit of their story. how the engagement happened. I kind of like to know a little bit of that detail, and then what they envision for their wedding, so that we can kind of map out what kind of things that that we can offer them. So we offer wedding planning, we offer coordination. Sometimes there you have the bride that's kind of like a DIY bride, so she can plan everything herself. She can hire everybody herself. Maybe she's a stay-at-home mom or something like that, and she doesn't really need me for the planning process, but I kind of give them an idea of where to start and the steps and processes that they need to include. And then they'll hire me for like the day of or month of is what some brides call that. And we also offer wedding photography, wedding videography, and event design.
And that's what you offer. So you offer, yes, as being part of the, so the planning is kind of on top of some of the actual services, yes, that you can provide.
Yes.
Is your fee a little bit flexible in terms of if you're doing the videography and the photography,
exactly,
it can kind of be included? Yes. And if it's just standalone, here's my.
Yes. So normally if it's just one thing, we're still flexible because I like to, make sure that we're catering to the bride or to their budget. But yes, because they hire me as a wedding planner, they get such a major discount on the back end with photography and videography, which is very expensive. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they do get a great discount because of that.
And I was going to say, in your planning, I would think with the flexibility of pricing, there's probably also flexibility of you work with the brides who are budget driven.
Yes.
And then you probably also are willing to work with the brides who are, you know, I want to blow it out as much as I possibly,
exactly,
can, driven.
Yes, yes. We go from the budget bride that's doing her own planning maybe, and then just needs a little bit of help. And then we go all the way up to the bride that says, look, I don't have time for this. I don't want to have time. She doesn't want to have to stress about anything. So you handle it. This is what I want it to look like. And they pay me to do that. So
you know what you really do offer? You could say, you know, we do this, this, and this. You offer peace of mind.
I do.
That's the biggest, yes, thing right there.
Yes. Yes.
I don't have to worry about it. Kiana's got everything kind of,
exactly,
covered.
Exactly. Exactly.
There you go. See? Marketing advice.
Peace of mind planning. Let me write that down.
There you go, Mr. Marketing Guy.
That's pomp. Yeah. And then circumstance. So yeah, we got it all covered.
We've got to run, obviously, but any final words for that you want to say to anyone that might be listening as far as using your services?
Well, I like to, just to give like a tip to brides, one of the most important things that I tell my brides, because they're one of the things that they're always worried about is, you know, well, my mom wants me to do this, or my dad wants me to do this, or his mom wants me to do this. And you kind of want to sit back and remember that this is your day. They've already had their day. So whatever you want to do for your wedding, you do that. And it doesn't matter what the tradition is, unless you want to follow tradition. But if that's not your goal, don't worry about any traditions. Do I have to walk down the aisle this way? Can I do it this way? You can do it however you want.
That's great advice. And I'm thinking you're working with people at a very emotional time, too,
yes,
especially for the brides.
Yes, I have brides calling me crying all the time. Yes, it's a devastating time sometimes for the brides. They go through a lot.
Wow. Amazing. All right. Website, contact information, please.
Yes. Our website is www.porcheweddings.com. Porche is P-O-R-C-H-E, weddings with an S.com. And our phone number is 404-482-2826.
Kiana Porche, Porche Weddings and Special Events. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Also, a big thank you to Damian Porche with Organized Pixels, Larry Black, a computer partner, and Keith Daniel with Parent Homes. A big thank you to all our guests here in the Subaru of Gwinnett studio. Quick reminder, you can enjoy this program or any of our other Business Radio X programs anytime, day or night, 24/7, by going to GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. Our shows are also on YouTube, on iTunes. Many of our shows, the videos are on YouTube as well. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're at Gwinnett Radio X. So that's just part of it. We're all over the place. Steven, any parting words?
We are everywhere. Mike, a lot of times I joke around and this is supposed to be timeless, but I want to say in all seriousness, I hope you have a great time down in Rio. For our listeners who are listening in, how can we follow you and your trek and adventures down in, we can't. Yeah, it's.
No, long story short, but no. But I'll bring back the Zika virus for you.
Oh, that's fantastic. I can't wait.
Absolutely.
Have fun.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. For everybody here in the room, including Z and Trey, I'm Mike Salmon. For Stephen Julian, we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.